Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
I don't understand. You can't be Jewish.
No, Kevin.
What?
Don't you understand?
I feel like I'm insane.
Look, it's really very simple.
I don't understand.
I'll explain it to you in the car.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back. Good to be with you again. I enjoy it. I like it. 813-693-2124 is the phone number. If you'd like to leave a voice message or a text message, that'd be the place to do it. Instagram, home_made_man. Same thing on Twitter. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio STPETE on both Twitter and Instagram. Keep you informed. How you doing? I'm good. I'm feeling good. Not really. I don't really feel that good. Man, what's the deal with the weather right now? I'm sounding like an old person. I understand that. And I am in my heart, I think, for the most part. I enjoy the cooler weather. It's nice to get a break here in Florida with the cooler weather. But this, you know, just overnight, it's goddamn January outside, or February. I can't handle this. My body can't handle it. It's not used to this. I blow my nose this morning, just, you know, not to be gross, but there's just, like, blood in my snot. And I'm having to do my remedy of the saline and the vitamin C zinc drop thing. And so far, it's kept me... Oh, so far, so good, okay? Let's just put it that way. So far, it's been working. I got my flu shot. I usually don't, but I used to be very weary of those things. But a lot of my friends are doctors now, so they told me I'm being stupid. And I'll choose to believe them, I suppose, because they're trained in this sort of thing. But man, oh man, I just can't handle this. I don't know what to do. I'm getting used to the warm, and then boom, it's cold, and it's cold, and then it's next day it's hot. It's in 90 degrees again. I just can't deal with this. But it's way colder this year, right? Earlier than it was last year. I feel like I say this every year, but isn't it not this cold this time of year in the Tampa Bay area? This is like late January, early February conditions. 43 for a low when I'm recording this tonight on a Wednesday. That's way too cold for the beginning of December. It's 60 degrees, right? It's like 65 or 70 for Christmas time. Am I incorrect about this? I don't know. 813-693-2124. Make sure that you download this podcast and subscribe, because who would want to miss commentary like this? And you can do that. Just search HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. And leave a 5-star rating while you're there. It really helps me out. If you'd like some stickers, I would love to give you some. Email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radioSt. Pete. That's radio STPETE.com. Send me your mailing address, and I will put some in the mail for you. All right, so college football. Who doesn't love college football? It's over. And USF, my hometown team, I'm an alumni of that not the team. I didn't play sports there because I suck. But, you know, I'm a fan. I went to school there. They will be back in Tampa. Yes, they'll be playing in the Gasparilla Bowl on Thursday, December 20th. I think it's played at Ray J. It used to be played at the Trop, but I think they actually moved it to Raymond James this year. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. And it used to be called just the Bad Boy Mowers Bowl, which was terrible. Maybe the worst name of a bowl game I've ever heard and will in my life. I'm surprised it wasn't the Kenny Rogers Roasters Invitational Bowl versus the Marshall Herd. But no, we got the Gasparilla Bowl staying here in Tampa, which is kind of cool a little bit. You know, of course, you want to play in the AAC championship. But UCF beat our ass, and they earned their trip to that and ended up winning the AAC versus Memphis last week. So, you know, good for them. I hate them, but, you know, hey, nice job, guys. So, yes, Thursday, December 20th, Marshall will be taking on South Florida right here in Tampa. I'm going to go. I kind of want to go. I think it would be fun. And let's see, what else do we got? Florida International is taking on Toledo. I'm just looking for the Florida teams here because nobody else cares about any other ones. Where's the Florida teams? Ah, this is a good one. Peach Bowl, Saturday, December 29th, Florida Gators taking on the Michigan Wolverines. That'll be a barn burner. I want to see that one. Fiesta Bowl, January 1st. Louisiana State University takes on the University of Central Florida Knights. Now that is the game I want to see, absolutely. So here's the thing about UCF. I hate UCF. I'm really tired of their fan base because they just got good a few years ago. They were the punching bags of the conference for a very, very long time. All of a sudden, they came out of nowhere. Scott Frost comes in, turns the team around, really. I mean, I guess George O'Leary did, too. He gave him some respect. But when Scott Frost came in, that's really when they started winning. And he took the job in Nebraska, and this other Jamoke came in, and I don't know who he is, but he's just kept them rolling, man, absolutely. And they went undefeated. And last year, they were the only undefeated team. And I think they beat, I don't even remember who they beat. They beat a good team, like an SEC team or something last year, and proclaimed themselves national champions, which was super annoying. I mean, they didn't play anybody. You have to play people in order to get into the championship game. You can't just play, you know, Tulane 15 times and expect that, you know, you're going to beat them. You're expected to beat them. But I went to the USF-UCF game. What was it, last week, 2 weeks ago? And, yeah, there was kids walking around with their national championship banners, and it was annoying. It's just really annoying to watch and to be a part of because they're totally incorrect. But I got to say that this is the second year in a row they went undefeated. If they beat LSU in that Fiesta Bowl game, okay, let's just say that happens. Probably a long shot because LSU is really good. And I like that they're playing this team because they talk so much crap and they're finally going to get a really, really good opponent. So if they beat them and then next year they go undefeated again, you got to put them in the playoff, right? They've won two big bowl games. It's if they win this one versus LSU in a few weeks on New Year's Day, I think they got to be there. So I'm excited for them. I'm happy for them. I hate them. I think they're delusional A-wipes. However, I still root for them. I've gotten, you know, there's some teams that you just don't like. I hate Boston teams. I hate New York teams. I grew up here. What do you expect? You know, they're loudmouths. They're obnoxious. Every time I go to a Rays game, I get sat next to the loudest buffoon in a Boston Red Sox shirt that there is. That's just my luck. That's what I have. So I've grown a hatred for these teams, a rivalry. But, you know, my boss at work is a great guy, Boston Red Sox fan, Patriots fan. So I've come to, he has turned, converted me into not having so much hate, but indifference, and almost sometimes cheering because I want him to win. I'm glad he likes them and their team's doing good. Good, I'll root for you, Den. I hope, you know, I hope the Patriots win, even though I don't. But if they're there, then, yeah, he might as well, you know, take it. It'll make him happy. And the same thing has happened with some of the UCF teams, too. There are bitter rivals if you're a USF Bull. But a lot of my friends went to UCF, and I love them. So I'm happy for them. It is bizarre, though, seeing, you know, some of the people that don't know the game of football, don't know what's happening on the field, talking a lot of crap about UCF and how great they are. And I'm like, you don't know literally anything. But here we go anyway. So what do you think? UCF, do they deserve to be in the playoff? 813-693-2124. And another football news. I'm sorry if you're not a football fan, but this is, I was very excited to get this news because I didn't even have any idea. I mean, I've heard rumors that this was going to happen, but it's finally, all of a sudden, it's here. The XFL. Yeah. Vince McMahon, the WWE, he started a football league, I don't know what, 15 years ago? And it ended up folding. It's back. He's re-energizing the XFL. And Tampa Bay has a team. Yeah, and they're going to play in Raymond James Stadium. The other teams are Dallas, Houston's getting a team, Los Angeles, New York, St. Louis, Seattle, and Washington, D.C., I guess, also are joining that team. So it's going to be like eight teams, I guess, to start out. And Tampa Bay is one of those inaugural teams to get it. Last time it was Orlando. This time, I don't know, somehow beat them out. And now Tampa Bay is going to have an XFL team. They're going to start up the season right after the Super Bowl. And I think this time Vince is not as delusional, and he's saying that it's going to be a complement to the NFL as opposed to a direct competitor. But it's going to be, he says, more family-friendly. No protests, you're not going to be able to kneel and all that crap. And, you know, good, because I don't want politics and sports mixed together. I just don't. I'm sorry. If you're at work, I want to watch you hit somebody. I want you to catch some balls. You know, that's what I want to see. So, you know, some people were upset about that, obviously, because everything's political in today's climate. But, no, I'm kind of glad to see it. And it's just more football. It's fantastic. I love it. So they're going to start up in 2020. They're going to be playing at the Raymond James Stadium, and they're going to have about 40 or 45 players on their active roster. And it says, we will present a shorter, faster pace, family-friendly, and easier-to-understand game, McMahon said in January. It's still football, but it's professional football reimagined. And this is the second go-around, of course, for the XFL, which McMahon and developed with NBC, and it formed in 2001, and lasted, I believe, one season. So I don't know. I'm pretty stoked about this. It's just, like I said, more football. I like the pageantry of the old XFL. I remember watching it and having a great time watching it. So I'm excited. How do you feel? 813-693-2124.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you locally by Truvi Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. Truvi is spelled T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com is the website. You can get your hair did, you can get your nails did, you can feel good because you look good. So make an appointment today with Chrissy and her team at Truvi Salon and Spa. That's TruviSalonandSpa.com, and tell her that I sent you. Don't say my name. Just said some guy said this to send me here. Because she'll know. She'll know. Don't worry about it. And of course, the Homemade Broadcast is also brought to you by Homemade Podcasts with an S, HomemadePodcast.com. It is a media consulting business, and I believe in this business because it's my business. So if you've ever been interested in starting a podcast but have no idea how to begin, if you're an individual and don't know how the boards work or the RSS feeds or anything like that, I can help you because I'm talking to you through that format as we speak. That's right. Or if you're a business that wants to, I don't know, reach maybe new and potential clients through podcasting, create some sort of audio content for your website, well, I can help you as well. So email me and visit the website at homemadepodcasts.com. You can also reach me at the HMB radio line at 813-693-2124. And if you're a local business and want to advertise with a local online radio station and podcast, well, I'd like to have you. So email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. I look forward to working with you. So I've been kind of kicking around this idea of things to do with this podcast, because it used to be pretty interview-based, you know, to have a local musician come in. I just haven't really had the time to book guests, chase people down, make sure they're going to be here. So I've been playing, you know, a clip from Stay Woke and then talk about a few things locally here in Tampa Bay. But what I was thinking about doing was featuring, there's a bunch of local bands around here. I mean, I know of a bunch of them, and there's probably way more that I don't even know about, but featuring a local musician every week and playing one of their songs. So I just so happened I got an email from the dude. Yeah, the D-O-O-D, which stands for, I can't remember, I looked it up, but it's one of those, you know, acronym things. And he's got a new album coming out, and he sent this to me on the HMB Radio Facebook page. He said, hey, man, check it out. And I said, okay, I will. And I was like, oh, it's pretty good. I said, hey, how about I play it on the next podcast? And he said, that would be great. Thank you. I said, hey, man, not a problem. So let's play this song. It's called Brothers. It's by The Dude, which stands for something. Can't remember what. But you can find him if you just search The Dude on YouTube. Let's hear Brothers by The Dude.
That you owe. How can you create
There we go. That's Brothers from the Distinguished Order of Disobedience. That's what the dude stands for. You can find it on YouTube. Guys, you got to put a link or something on your YouTube page. But anyway, you can find it. Just search for The Dude, D-O-O-D. And you can find it. If you have any suggestions for artists that are locally based here in the Tampa Bay area, send them to me. I want to hear them. I'll play it on the podcast if they're any good. All right? So how about that? The Homemade Broadcast at RadioSt.Pete.com.
This is The Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSt.Pete.com.
This week on Stay Woke, I had a troubling encounter on one of these dating sites. It wasn't anything that happened to me personally, but how the person reacted that told me this story. I was talking to a lady, and she kind of told me a horror story that she had from the app, and I don't know, it just didn't really sit right with me. Stay Woke is a program heard on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com. You can download the app if you're not awake weeknights at midnight, and who is? But download the app and check us out. You can listen whenever you want that way because it's just right there on the app. 102.5 The Bone, you can find it there. You can download the Radio St. Pete app as well in that same iTunes and Google Play Store. So let's hear a little clip from Stay Woke and my troubling encounter with a lady.
You, William.
Yes.
You have a story for us. Apparently something happened on the Bumble.
Yeah.
Care to explain?
Talking to a lady from that app. And Bumble, if you don't know what that is an online dating service, much like Tinder or, you know, OkCupid.
Grindr.
Yeah.
It's a swiping service,
right. So we had a conversation. One of my favorite things to bring up with young ladies is when they tell me their horror stories from the app, because usually women have some sort of story that's, you know, entertaining
sure.
or dangerous or whatever. And I'm not under the illusion that, like, women's stories are scary, a lot of them. So, like, dude stories are kind of, you know, I'm not going to get...
She was fatter than I thought.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. But ladies could get... I could kill any lady that I've ever met up with easily, with just one hand. I could just crush her head, you know? So I always like to hear, you know, their crazy tales.
Yeah.
So this one lady starts talking about how she matched with a man, and I guess the man's girlfriend...
Oh.
Found his phone and went through his phone, found out that this man was on the app,
ooh.
Got upset with the man, obviously, started talking to this lady that I'm talking to
sure.
now, saying that, hey, by the way, just so you know, I'm in a relationship with this guy. He's not single. And then proceeded to change all of his photos from the nice, you know, holding fishes
mm-hmm.
and, you know, a rifle or something.
A beer, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, a beer, or and changed it to him nude and doing stuff to himself in all the photos. I guess she had some photographs of him like that and just changed all his photos, which at the bare minimum has to be a violation of terms of service, I would assume.
His face in these photos?
His face was in these photos, which is also a rookie mistake, fellas.
Yeah.
Let me give you a word
and
of
ladies.
Advice. Yeah. Don't put your face in
never
any
do
nudes
it.
That
never
you
done
sent.
It. Never There's will. That's not me. That's not me. How could you prove it?
If you got tattoos, make sure you cover them up. There's plausible deniability as long as your face is not in the shots,
mm-hmm.
dudes and ladies,
and
but
ladies.
Mostly dudes. So I was kind of blown away by this because she was, you know, in her profile, she was saying how she wishes there was more empathy in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I was like, yeah, I agree with that. You know, this is before everything.
Sure.
But then went on to tell me that she felt like this man deserved what he got in
right.
this scenario, which isn't very empathetic. I agree that this fellow was wrong doing what he was doing,
sure.
cheating on his old lady.
Yeah.
But to get revenge in that manner... It's kind of sick, really. It's a violation of somebody's privacy. It's a
sure.
felony, probably.
Yeah.
I think posting those sort of pictures against somebody's will.
Like revenge porn.
It's revenge porn,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. And I feel like, and I read the messages that you sent me. You sent me the screenshots from mm-hmm. your conversation saying that he deserved it because
yeah.
he was cheating on her. He was trying to cheat on her. listen, ladies and guys, if someone is cheating on you, the correct punishment is you leave them.
You leave them, right?
You terminate the relationship. That's the punishment. You violated the terms and conditions.
Exactly.
Now I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Yeah, you can't commit a felony because she was mad, and you know it's justifiable anger. It's like, okay, she has a right to be mad, this lady. Absolutely. She broke, you know, the trust that she had with this man that was, you know, dogging her.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just commit a felony because you're mad.
No, and revenge porn is never okay. It's never a good look, and it makes you look bad. The person posting it does it. It makes them. It embarrasses them, humiliates them, but it makes you look bad. You look like a crazy bitch or bitch man.
I agree, but I think that it's not as big of a deal if it's a lady doing it to a man as it is.
Oh,
to a man doing it to a woman, there's much. It's just the scales don't balance out for some reason. I don't know why that's the case.
Because then she looks like a slut.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah,
and a woman's sexual reputation is much more important information than a man's sexual reputation.
You're right.
If you think that this woman is a whore, then a lot of men do not want to date her long term. It puts her in the whore category, and that can ruin her.
Mm-hmm.
People are very interested in female sexual history. With guys, you have a little bit more leniency. You tell me that you banged 30, 40 people, I go, that's kind of a lot, but whatever. You hear that a girl banged 30 or 40 people, you might be like, she maybe has daddy issues.
And
who
it's bizarre because obviously it takes two to tango
in these
scenarios.
Of course.
Unless the guy's just like a Casanova where he's wooing these women who are, you know, pretty pious and haven't had many sexual partners, but decide to let this guy in.
Sure.
Yeah, just the numbers don't work out that way.
Right,
so,
right. One for one. Yeah, no, yeah. I got you. I would say that a lot of women lie about it, and a lot of guys probably reduce the number,
mm-hmm.
or no, opposite.
Yes.
They increase the number, and then women kind of lie a little bit. And so a lot of times they say divide by three. That's like the standard rule, which I think is kind of ridiculous. I say don't ask. It's their past. Don't ask if you don't want to know the answer.
Mm.
Don't ask questions that you do not want to know the answer to.
And you don't want to know the answer to.
No.
Because you're not going to be happy either way. If she says one, you're going to be like, you only slept with one guy before me?
Yeah, but like, what's too many? What's the perfect number?
I don't know, three or four.
For someone your age.
If a girl says she slept with three or four guys, I would be like, wow, that's really good.
That's perfect? Right around perfect?
I mean, it's not perfect because I also want it to be zero. Right,
it's one of those you
want
to be the first man in there, but you don't exactly like you want to think that she's completely untainted by anybody else, but then you also don't want her to be like an attached virgin or because sex for a woman the first time, is probably not going to be a good experience. So I got you, I understand, but I want to hear from anyone who has been a victim of revenge porn in any capacity, where it was pictures sent to I don't know family, friends,
internet,
Facebook, maybe a Bumble situation, because I hear about these things being justified all the time. She was angry. He cheated. He deserved it. He's a dog. If anybody violates the terms of the relationship, you know, unless they're trying to stab you and then you shoot them first. Okay, that's fine. That you get a free pass on that. But you don't just get to decide, oh, well, he cheated on me, so now I'm going to post pictures of his wiener with his face in them on the internet.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that stuff.
No.
If they violate the relationship, all you have to do is terminate the relationship. That is how that goes.
Yeah, that's what she said, too. She said, he deserved it. You know, she caught him cheating. So I just didn't understand that logic. Like, to me, the best revenge would be to dump him and then live well.
Yeah.
Living well is the best revenge. When somebody that you don't like sees how well you're doing, that's going to eat him up way more than you showing how conniving and manipulative and mean you are,
sure,
you know, in a short-term situation like that. And that just shows how much you care, too.
Right. And as far as revenge goes post-breakup, although we all have fantasies about, you know, getting back at our ex or living better or getting hotter or whatever it may be, if you really, I don't want to say if you really want revenge, but if you really have truly moved on, you just won't care.
Yeah,
you just won't care. And Will and I have talked about this before. I'm pretty sure I got this from a Lumineers lyric, but it was the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is just indifference, where you just don't care anymore. So if you, I don't want to say you should never be looking for revenge because you shouldn't be living to impress or seek revenge on somebody else. You should be living for your own self, to live your best life. Yeah. You know, forget about them. You don't need revenge. They're done. They're over. They're in your past. Now it's time to look into your future and impress yourself. Don't try to impress other people. Be someone that you yourself would want to be with.
Totally. You know what I mean? Yeah, 100%. Work on yourself, make yourself better. That's the key to this whole thing. Now, I also understand it's easier said than done.
Of course,
your emotions are going to eat away at you.
Eventually, I'm saying you want to get on that path where you're just indifferent about that person.
Yeah. It's just amazing what women can get away with and what men can't get away with. There's tons of videos on the internet of, you know, a guy cheating on a girl and her just spray painting his car, scratching it, throwing all this stuff out the window and tossing it. But for some reason, they just kind of look at it like, I think society kind of just looks at it as, it's part of the deal, you know, he dogged her, you know, he's got to pay somehow. This is her way of making him pay. How else could she make him pay, you know, trashing his stuff?
It
almost kind of makes sense to me a little bit, which it shouldn't because that's deranged.
No, maybe because it's so commonplace. I don't want to say so commonplace, but you hear about, you know, crazy, you know, I don't want to say crazy bitches, but crazy bitches seeking revenge. And it's just kind of like a lot of subcultures, it is kind of accepted.
But think about all the tropes that's used in our culture. How many movies have there been where the guy got caught cheating and he's, you know, in his underwear outside and she's throwing his clothes out the window? Baby, baby, please, I'm sorry. You know, it's something that it's been happening for a long time. And it just seems like maybe at one point anyways that was the only way for a lady to get back at a man. But now, you know, it's independent ladies now. You don't need to do that anymore. You go out, get yourself a job, buy your own Mercedes.
Why are you doing that thing with your head?
I don't know. It just feels like a thing to do.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right? Isn't that weird? 813-693-2124. I want to hear your dating stories, online or otherwise. Let me know. 813-693-2124. God, they're interesting, aren't they? And I think we'll leave it there for the week. Feeling good. I feel like I gave 100% effort today. I thank you very much for tuning in. If you are listening on Radio St. Pete, I hope you'll stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, man, I sure do appreciate that. Thank you. And I will see you next week. My name's Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a great week. Farewell.
Found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.